Ike Randolph and Buddy Lee Jenkins stand at opposite ends of the social spectrum. Ike, a Black ex-gang leader, has built a successful lawn care business after prison. Buddy Lee, a white ex-con, drowns his failures in alcohol from his rundown trailer. What unites these strangers is unimaginable tragedy. Their gay sons, Isaiah and Derek, have been brutally murdered. Both fathers harbor deep regret for rejecting their son's sexuality. Ike remembers waiting for the glacier between them to thaw naturally, rather than making the effort to understand. Their last conversation had been an argument about Isaiah's wedding plans. Buddy Lee similarly failed Derek, unable to accept his identity. Now, with their sons murdered and the police investigation stalled, these two men find themselves drawn together by shared grief and a growing thirst for justice. When Buddy Lee proposes they investigate themselves, Ike initially refuses. But after discovering their son's graves desecrated with homophobic and racist slurs, something inside Ike snaps. Showing Buddy Lee photos of the vandalized headstones, he simply says, "They've pissed all over their graves." In that moment, years of rehabilitation and restraint dissolve into a single burning purpose: vengeance. Their alliance starts with tension when Buddy Lee makes racially insensitive comments, prompting Ike to explain the prejudices Black Americans face regardless of wealth. Despite differences, they investigate at the Rainbow Review, where Isaiah worked. The editor reveals Isaiah received death threats after criticizing the Blue Anarchists. Their confrontation with these activists turns violent. Ike slams one's head into a counter while Buddy Lee pulls a knife. The privileged youths quickly crumble, proving they aren't killers. They uncover a connection. Derek met a girl involved with a married big deal man she wanted to expose. Derek planned to have Isaiah publish her story, but weeks later, both men were dead. When Rare Braid motorcycle gang members break into Isaiah and Derek's house searching for Tangerine, Ike and Buddy Lee ambush them. The confrontation turns deadly, with Ike killing one biker. As they dispose of the body using Ike's wood chipper, both men realize there's no turning back. After killing the biker, Ike and Buddy Lee become targets of the Rare Braid. At his lawn shop, Ike holds a machete to leader Grayson's throat until an employee intervenes with a pistol. Grayson vows revenge. Detective La Plata warns both fathers to stop their vigilante mission. Buddy Lee remains defiant, resenting La Plata's claim to understand their grief. Their investigation leads to Tariq Matthews, a flamboyant music producer with a lime green tracksuit. When they press him about Tangerine despite warnings, a brutal fight erupts where both fathers hold their own through experience and desperation. They eventually locate Tangerine with her mother, Lunette, but armed men attack as she begins revealing information about her powerful boyfriend. Lunette dies in the gunfight while Ike and Buddy Lee escape with Tangerine. The violence follows them home when bikers kidnap Ike's granddaughter, Ariana, demanding Tangerine in exchange and forcing a final confrontation. As they protect Tangerine and search for Ariana, the truth emerges. Tangerine reveals she escaped an abusive father to become a makeup artist before meeting her lover, a man she defends as another victim tied into a situation he can't control. When Ike questions her loyalty to someone who ordered her family's deaths, she shows loving texts as evidence. Ike pointedly asks if they'd ever appeared in public together, noting, "Someone who truly loves you doesn't try to have you killed." The breakthrough comes when Buddy Lee confronts his ex-wife Christine and her husband, Judge Gerald Culpepper, an aspiring governor. Crashing into their garage, he shouts, "You were fucking that girl, Gerald. You were fucking her, and Derek found out." The revelation? Gerald had Isaiah and Derek killed to protect his career after they discovered his relationship with Tangerine. Gerald admits he's holding Ariana and demands Tangerine in exchange. Despite Gerald's judicial power, Buddy Lee remains defiant, vowing revenge. With Ariana's life at stake, they prepare for a final confrontation, kidnapping Gerald's father Gatsby as leverage and arranging a hostage exchange at a remote explosive-rigged compound. When Gerald arrives with bikers, the Viking brings Ariana. After Ariana runs to Ike and Gatsby reunites with Gerald, gunfire erupts. Ike hides Ariana while he and Buddy Lee fight back. During a lull, Ike detonates a fertilizer bomb and they escape through a tunnel. The explosion eliminates most enemies. They find Gerald wounded and execute him for orchestrating their son's murders. At their truck, Grayson appears, holding Ariana at gunpoint. When Grayson focuses on Ike, Buddy Lee throws his knife into Grayson's neck. Though Grayson fires before dying, Ike shields Ariana, but Buddy Lee is shot in the abdomen. Bleeding out, Buddy Lee reveals his terminal cancer and asks if he'll see the boys. Ike holds him as he dies, telling Ariana that Buddy Lee is just resting now. Throughout their journey, both fathers confront deep-seated prejudices. Ike, despite experiencing racism, couldn't accept his son's homosexuality, showing how people can be both victims and perpetrators of discrimination. Buddy Lee, initially homophobic and racist, gradually questions his long-held beliefs. During a candid conversation over whiskey, they discuss racism and personal growth. Their mutual recognition of flaws becomes the foundation of their unlikely friendship. Their pursuit of justice forces them to face their failures as fathers. Both rejected their sons for being gay, creating wounds that never healed. Buddy Lee's confession, "I just wanted him to be normal," reveals both ignorance and regret. Ike's admission that he tried to stop loving Isaiah becomes more haunting when he realizes his son died believing his father's love was conditional. Through shared grief, they discover their sons showed more courage living authentically than they did conforming to society's expectations. Through texts, photos, and conversations with friends, they piece together a relationship that challenges their notions of masculinity and love. The novel explores how violence perpetuates itself and how prejudice destroys everyone involved. Both fathers were shaped by systems of oppression, racism, poverty, toxic masculinity that limited their ability to accept their sons. Their vengeance channels grief but fails to heal their fundamental failures. True redemption comes through understanding, not violence. While they achieve revenge, their growth as human beings matters more. They learn to see beyond prejudices and find humanity in those they once rejected, with the LGBTQ+ community becoming unexpected allies. For Ike, redemption means embracing his role as Ariana's grandfather and ensuring she grows up unconditionally loved. He honors Isaiah by accepting that love is love and creating the accepting environment he failed to provide during his son's life. For Buddy Lee, redemption comes through sacrifice, giving his life to save Ariana and preserve his son's legacy. His final act transforms him from someone who rejected his gay son to someone who dies protecting his son's chosen family. The razor blade tears represent painful growth that cuts away prejudices, leaving raw emotion that transforms into healing.